In this episode, we look at how you practice self-care. Get excited, because this is Tiny Leaps, Big Changes. So I think we could all use with some self-care right about now. With everything going on in the world, with everything going on in our country, with all of the freedoms being taken away from people who desperately deserve it, I think, and I'm just spitballing here, but I think that there is real opportunity for self-care to be practiced. For those of us who just can't deal with the world right now, to take a moment for ourselves, to recenter for ourselves, and better understand who we are and what we can do for ourselves and for the people that we love. And so I'm really excited about today's episode, because a few episodes ago, this past Monday, I asked you, what is your favorite way to practice self-care? And you showed up. I have amazing responses from listeners of this podcast that share their favorite way to practice self-care, as well as why that works for them and why it matters. And it's incredibly illuminating. Listening to these four individuals has not only helped me to improve my own self-care practices and given me some ideas as far as what my routines could look like, but it's also given me an interesting window into how diverse this community is and how interesting and unique we all are. What I'm gonna do is, we've got 9 pieces of advice, 9 items that we could add to our self-care checklist, our routine, in order to improve our situation and give ourselves that moment of zen that we all deserve. And so what I'm gonna do is, I'm going to introduce each clip, set it up, and then let the person take over. I'm going to share their audio with you and let you listen to exactly what they do to practice self-care. And then afterwards, I'll come back, I'll share my thoughts, and I'll share anything that I feel could be added to that process and routine. So this will be super fun. Before we jump into it, I want to remind you to join us over on YouTube. It's the best place to leave a comment, have a conversation, and reach me about these podcasts. Just click the link in the description of this episode to find the channel and to find this episode on YouTube. And then lastly, if you are someone with an unpredictable schedule, so that could mean that you're a student, it could mean that you're an entrepreneur, a freelancer, maybe you're a med student, maybe you are in healthcare in general, maybe you're just a parent, whatever you identify as that makes your schedule unpredictable on a day-to-day basis, I want to talk to you. I'm doing a very quick research study all about people with unpredictable schedules and how that affects their ability to build habits, to practice self-care. And so what I need from you, if you're interested, use the link in the description of this episode or go to tlbc.co/schedule. That's tlbc.co/schedule. Go to that link and schedule a time with me. For people in the US who show up for their calls, I'm going to be giving away a $50 gift card that's going to be given away randomly on July 15th to one of the people who I speak with over the next 2 weeks to talk about your unpredictable schedule and how it affects your habits. So if you want a chance to win that, if you want to contribute to this research or just have a conversation with me, head over to tlbc.co/schedule or click the link in the description of this episode. So without further ado, let's get into the first piece of advice around how to practice better self-care. This one comes from Aditya. And I should mention, I apologize for anyone whose names I mispronounce. Doing my best here, but this one comes from Aditya, and he shares that his best practice for self-care is what he calls self-care Saturdays. Let's listen in.
Okay, so I practice this thing called self-care Saturday, where you just devote the whole Saturday to tasks that aid your physical or mental well-being. So this might, for me, involve a lot of things. I don't floss regularly, so I might floss on a Saturday. I will take care of my grooming needs, go to get a haircut. If I'm feeling kind of stressed because of the week, I will go to the spa. I love spas. I like the whole vibe. I like the music. I like the smells. Yeah, just an enjoyable experience for me and puts me in a good headspace. So that's something I might do. I might also put on a mask. This is something my female friends have introduced me to, and it's quite good. Yeah.
So first of all, no judgment whatsoever on getting the face mask. I've done one myself. They are incredible. I totally get the hype. They're super, super worth the time, the energy, and they just make you feel and look pretty damn good. So no judgment whatsoever. The idea of a self-care Saturday or Friday or Sunday or Tuesday or whatever random day happens to work for you is really, really cool. I know that it's not that accessible for everyone. You know, if you've got kids, if you've got a really crazy job or whatever it is, it might not be in reach for you to schedule out an entire day. And even for some people, myself included, it might make you feel anxious to schedule a whole day. I technically could take any day off that I want, but I get incredibly anxious when I take even an hour or two off. So I totally get that listening to him share that, it might not sound within reach. But what I want to push you to do is challenge that just a little bit. Is it actually not in reach? Maybe you can't take a full day, but what about an hour? What about 3 hours, 5 hours? What about an afternoon? What about just getting off a little bit earlier or starting work a little bit later? I know that some of these things are outside of your control, but the underlying idea that Aditya is sharing here is valuable. We need time, dedicated time to rest and relax. We would never tell ourselves, oh, well, I'll take 15 minutes of work time, because it wouldn't be enough time for us to actually get into it and do anything. So why do we do that with rest time? Rest time requires just as much effort and just as much time to get into it and actually gain the benefits of it as does productive time. And so whatever your time needs to look like, whether that's a full day on Saturday or a few hours in the middle of the day, whatever your time needs to look like, I encourage you to find that balance for yourself and to find a way to give yourself the opportunity to go to the spa, get your hair did, get your nails done, and get that face mask. Now, jumping to the second clip here, we've got a piece of advice shared from Miley. She suggests that her weight loss routine and her process and her daily grind around that has actually been a massive, massive help in her self-care. So let's listen into that.
Hi. My favorite way to practice self-care is to follow a diet program that works for me. Part of the program is getting up every morning and weighing myself and then tracking my food intake throughout the day. And as strange as that sounds, as something fun that I like to do, because it's an especially simple program that works for me, it makes me feel good that I'm doing it, and it's easy. So even if I am not that great about eating perfectly well, I still feel good that I'm doing the things. So that is my favorite way to practice self-care.
Now, here's the thing. I actually agree with this. I know it feels a little bit counterintuitive, right? Like the whole thing is to practice self-care away from the diets and the budgets and all of the things that we impose on ourselves to make progress. Self-care is meant to be separate from that, isn't it? Well, not necessarily. As we've seen with Miley's example, sometimes making progress, sometimes doing the thing that we say we're going to do can create such a sense of pride and such a sense of love for ourselves that it gives us the benefits of self-care, even when it's productive, even when it's something that is good for us. Like it's sometimes really helpful to just do the thing that we said we were going to do. To just go for the run, to just save the money, to just do whatever your task is. Following through can give you a massive boost to your confidence, to your self-esteem, to your ability to keep moving, to your sense of progress, to your understanding of yourself, and to your trust in yourself. And there's nothing more like self-care than building and improving your trust in yourself. So don't discount just doing the work. Sometimes that is what we need. It's not always about taking time off, and it's not always about giving ourselves space. Sometimes it's just about getting to work. Sometimes that is the best self-care. And next up, we've got a few. This is coming from Angelo, and I'm excited for this one because he actually walks us through his entire morning routine, and there's a lot to learn here. So let's listen in.
Awesome. My favorite way to practice self-care is getting up in the morning, splash my face, then I start with meditation, which I feel and believe that it's true that it does improve the gray matter in your brain, and I feel good, revitalize, and that's what I call it's winning the day. Thereafter, I have my powerful breathing by Wim Hof method, and that is learning for me to find comfort in discomfort and not to force a personal high or chase ego or to up one of my friends. Thereafter, I will have 5 to 7 minutes of yoga, the cat cow, is a child's pose, the papa pose, and is a standing back pose, and do some legs and arm swings and just 10 push-ups. After that, I go out, fresh air, with a powerful prayer, just about 1 minute, just being grateful to God for the fresh air, and express gratitude, which I mentioned just 3 minimal things. Come inside, and I have my supplements, my multivitamins to get up and go. Followed by one of my favorites is the probiotic. Yeah, that is for my gut, and it also makes me poop.
All right, so he talks about a lot, but each of these things practiced separately can be valuable. When you do what he's done and string them together as a routine, you create magic. So first he talks about meditation. We all know the value of meditation. I've talked about it over and over and over again. It has massive value for our health, massive value for our brain function, and massive value for our ability to feel centered and with ourselves. So meditation, already a great way to start. Then he moves on to something called Wim Hof breathing, which I've never actually done an episode on, but I think I will in the future. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to link to a resource on Wim Hof breathing. It's a particular style of breathing that's meant to sort of challenge you. It's meant to make you a little bit uncomfortable and give you the ability to be comfortable in that discomfort. So I'm going to share a little bit more about that in a future episode, and I'm going to link to that in the description of this episode. Then he moves into yoga, he moves into push-ups, and he moves into getting fresh air. And these are all critical. One thing we'll notice here is that he's starting from his body. He's starting from the physical representation of himself in this world. And so he goes from meditation to breathing exercises to yoga to push-ups to getting fresh air. He's doing everything he can to connect with his physical self. And through doing that, he's reconnecting with his mental and, for him, his spiritual self as well. And then finally, he ends his routine with gratitude, which we all know the value of, we all know can be incredibly powerful when it comes to allowing us to recognize self-care. So by itself, it's a powerful self-care activity, but it also makes it easier for us to recognize the benefits of the other self-care activities that we practice. So shout out to Angelo for the full routine. You could actually just take his full routine and try it yourself if you really want to, or take parts of it and see what works for you. And so finally, we are going to check in with Sean. Now, Sean shares that journaling is his favorite form of self-care. And let's listen in.
Hey, Greg, this is Sean. I want to say that I practice self-care in different ways, but one thing that I do pretty regularly is journal. And the one thing that's really helped me is doing the doing a 10-minute freestyle writing exercise where I basically just set a clock, and for 10 minutes, I'll just free write whatever comes to mind, stream of consciousness, etc. Some people call this morning pages. And it's just something that really helps me.
So I've mentioned journaling on this podcast a lot. It's something that I've never actually gotten very good at doing for its own sort of purpose. However, I've gotten really, really good and an enormous amount of value from journaling for the purpose of reflecting when it comes to other habits. So what I mean by that is if I'm trying to get into meditation as a habit, or I'm getting into running as a habit, I will, after I'm complete with that activity, or when I've missed that activity, log a journal entry that just talks about how I'm feeling, how I felt before, and what happened. And that has been incredibly helpful for me to reflect on the actual behavior and help reinforce that behavior, but also for me to learn a little bit more about myself and what I need in order to succeed. And it sounds like while Sean's approach to journaling isn't maybe that exact approach, it sounds like he's found his own strategy. He's found his own approach that has helped him and worked for him. And all I can do is encourage you to do the same. So with any of the advice that we've shared here today, with any of the feedback that these community members have shared, I encourage you to try them. Test them out, see what works for you, and see what you can include into your own self-care routine. And then once you do, share it with us. Join us over on YouTube and leave a comment on this exact video. What do you do to practice self-care? Which strategy stood out to you the most here? Now, before we go, I want to remind you that if you want a chance to win a $50 gift card and you identify as having a unpredictable schedule, then I want to talk to you. Just head over to tlbc.co/schedule to get a call scheduled with me. Unfortunately, the $50 gift card is only available to people based in the US. I apologize, but I'd still love to talk to you even if you're not. So tlbc.co/schedule. The drawing will be on July 15th. So make sure you schedule before that. Thank you so much for being here. I've been Greg Clunas. And remember that all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day.